20 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Female shot. She's seriously bleeding. Shot in the side and the back.
Emergency dispatch in Atlanta after police say a CDC employee was killed by a gunman who opened fire in the waiting room of a medical office. Four others were injured. Mayor Andre Dickens says an eight-hour manhunt ended with an arrest at a condo complex in nearby Cobb County.
Thanks to the highly trained police officers across our region, we are able to bring this suspect into custody without further harm. He will be charged and stand trial for his crime.
A source tells CBS News the 24-year-old is a Coast Guard veteran. His mother says he takes medication for mental health issues. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has just made an in-person plea before the International Criminal Court at The Hague for the creation of a special tribunal to try Russian President Putin for war crimes.
I'm sure we will see that happen when we win. And we will win.
The court's already issued a warrant for Putin's arrest. Russia says he is at work at the Kremlin a day after officials accused Ukraine of a failed attempt to assassinate him. More from correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The Kremlin accuses the U.S. of masterminding the drone attack, which it says was carried out by Ukraine. Ukraine denies involvement and says it's an excuse for Russia to step up its attacks. European Union foreign policy chief Josep Borrell.
We call Russia not to use this alleged attack as an excuse to continue the escalation of the war.
In the meantime, the Kremlin says it's stepping up security ahead of its World War II victory celebrations next week.
Here in the U.S., a judge in Wisconsin will hear arguments today in a lawsuit challenging the state's 174-year-old abortion ban. It was effectively voided for almost 50 years until the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is defending a decision to raise interest rates another quarter of a percentage point to their highest level in 16 years.
No one should assume that the Fed can protect the economy from the potential, you know, short and long-term effects of a failure to pay our bills on time.
He says it's now up to lawmakers in Washington to raise the debt ceiling to avoid default. Just days before the Kentucky Derby, four horses have died at Churchill Downs. The racetrack gives no cause of death for Parents Pride or Chasing Artie, who shared the same trainer. The track says two others were euthanized after they got hurt. Churchill Downs calls the deaths highly unusual and completely unacceptable. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 72, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight, lows dip down to about 45, overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, highs level off around 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world.
It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good for this May 4th, 2023, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff here. I am joined by my partner in art, our head of production, Mr. Seth Haphacker.
Good morning, everyone.
We're here to have a good time and make sure that you do too. We're going to have some fun this morning. We got radioactive roads coming to Florida.
Whoa.
We got to talk about that.
Sci-fi to start off the day.
Yes, here. Right. And it is fitting, isn't it? Because we also have the most popular Star Wars movies in each state.
Very
as
nice.
It is May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
May the 4th be with you all. The top 10 brands that remind us of our childhood, we're going to get in that in the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, that should be fun.
8 o'clock hour is also going to feature, of course, a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to all that. 9 o'clock hour, it's Thursday. We kick it off the way we like to around here with furry friends. We have Madison joining us from the Southwick County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week.
Nice.
Cannot wait to see what Madison brings in. Oh,
I hope she brings something in. Otherwise, James would be sorely disappointed.
I'm waiting for her one day to bring in like a flamingo or, you know, like an armadillo or just something different.
Would be very interesting. Yes.
It would not shock me with Madison.
No.
It would not. We're looking forward to that. 9 o'clock hour, going to have some entertainment news in there as well. I want to touch on the new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. We want to touch on that. We did a little bit yesterday. There is something really cool involving the Grand Ole Opry. I want to touch on that.
Cool.
And part of the reason we're going to bring up the inductees is because we're going to talk about a list of people who deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that are not.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the 20 best live music cities in the U.S.
Ooh.
All that coming up in the 9 nice. O'clock hour. How are you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Getting out there?
Yes.
I'm just starting with my coffee, though, so I'm still not quite not there yet.
It should be illegal to ask somebody how they're doing before they have had either their coffee or it's 8 o'clock
yeah,
in the
just
morning.
Say, it's, just say coffee.
Yeah, coffee. Yeah, just
yeah,
coffee.
No, we'll be fine now.
Yeah. Should we replace all words with coffee before 8 a.m.? Coffee.
Like how some people use dude.
Coffee. Coffee. Yes. I think we're on to something here.
Yeah, right? Even if you don't drink coffee. I think we should make it a universal language. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that might be a way to find out. Tea? Coffee. Tea. Water. Whiskey. Wait a minute.
Whoa. Too early for that. Too early for that.
Good to hear. Glad to have you with us this morning. Nice night. Not a bad weather morning around here in central Wisconsin. Hopefully it is looking good where you are. And we're going to get into a fun little angle I don't think a lot of people will have for you on May the 4th.
Okay.
On Star Wars Day.
Okay, cool.
I thought it'd be a fun way to kick off the show. And I have a handful of random weird facts that nobody knew about Star Wars.
Nobody knew.
Well, the people that wrote the article.
Oh, okay. few people knew.
Nice. Yes. Coffee. The first random fact that we have about Star Wars, because we like our random facts around here.
Yes, we do.
The word Ewok is never actually spoken out loud in the films.
That's right.
We all know what to call our furry creatures from Endor, and most people would probably assume we heard the word from our favorite protocol droid C-3PO or something like that or whatever. Maybe R2 said it, we just couldn't figure it out.
We can't understand him, right?
Turns out it's another piece of pop culture that we've been remembering incorrectly. However, the word does appear in the final credits of Return of the Jedi.
Okay. All right. So sharp-eyed viewers at the end, when it first came out, we're like, geez, I wonder what those little teddy bear things were called. And they, oh, Ewoks, okay. Or if they read the novelization that usually comes out like 2 months or something before the movie, it's probably in there too.
With the original movies, did they do that? Novels?
Yeah, they did.
They did.
As a matter of fact, they did.
Because I would say, certainly the movies are probably canon and the first and foremost thing.
Yes.
But I bet I know the other way we found the names of all these characters and all these toys. Toys.
You got
toys. It was 100%. It was all toy. Every toy was labeled. Everything. Like, oh, I know what the stormtroopers are named because it says stormtrooper.
Yeah,
it says Ewoks. I know they're Ewoks. Those were some of the best toys ever, too. Star Wars toys.
Star Wars toys were the best.
The Millennium Falcon is still one of the greatest toys. I had a broken down one that my mom and dad found from a garage sale, and it was still the greatest toy maybe I had growing up. It was so you could put everything in there.
Yeah.
You get all kinds of stuff. You put Legos in there. G.I. Joe. I put my G.I. Joe universes. Guys in there. Oh, yeah. I did all the time. G.I. Joes were in Star Wars all the time
that's awesome,
in my world.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah. Mashup.
Tupac could have been Mace Windu.
Huh?
Yeah. Tupac Shakur reportedly told Rick Clifford, former chief engineer at Death Row Records, that he was to read for George Lucas, and they wanted him to be a Jedi. But the part was ultimately given to Samuel Jackson, and the filming for Phantom Menace began less than a year after Tupac's untimely death. In another universe, Mace Windu could have been very different.
Wow.
George Lucas, a sneaky fan of Tupac's acting, really? Did not know him as a musician, knew him as an actor, had seen him in Poetic Justice and Juice. He was looking for an edgier Mace, an edgier Jedi, a different Jedi.
Yeah.
When we talk about wokeism, when we talk about those last three Star Wars films that George Lucas was a part of, and some of the the really cringy stuff in them and everything, you can't take shots without also giving credit.
Exactly.
There would be no Black Jedi without George Lucas. Like he really pushed this forward. He was very adamant about this. Samuel Jackson was on the fence. He's like, and here's another random fact that they don't have in here. Samuel Jackson's on the fence about doing this, even though he says yes to a lot of stuff. His words, I want a purple lightsaber. Done. Let's make this happen. It's done. And Samuel Jackson talks about it. It's like, well, I had a scheduling thing going on, but once he said yes, I couldn't say no. So I kind of felt like he was like, Lucas really put, called his bluff on
everything.
He wanted him,
yes.
But for those that may not remember and everything, and there's plenty of evidence to show this, Tupac was only becoming a better and better actor.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt in my mind would have been on the same level as a Samuel L. Jackson. I say that with a lot of respect for Samuel Jackson. I think one of the better actors of our time and a Hall of Famer. Like, Hall of Fame, if they had a Hall of Fame for acting, Samuel Jackson's going in the first class. Yeah.
Why don't they have one of those, by the way? Anyway, sorry.
Don't encourage them.
I shouldn't
I'm
do
an
that.
Actor, and I'm telling you not to encourage us. Anyway. Watch the movie Gridlocked, if you don't believe me.
Yes.
You watch that movie with Tupac and Tim Roth, and Tupac shows you his chops. He could act.
He hangs with Tim Roth, who's an excellent actor.
I don't know. I'm not 100% if he graduated, so I won't say, but I know he went for years to the Baltimore Theater, this really classic theater school in Baltimore.
Oh, wow.
He's a good actor. He's a thespian.
Yeah.
And nobody remembers it. Nobody talks about it. They just want to talk about the bad stuff and everything.
I am picturing him as a Jedi. And it would be, he'd fit right in, man. He'd be perfect.
Oh, come on. Oh, it would be. Especially because he's not one of these guys that he didn't have to be Tupac to play an actor, like to play a role.
Exactly,
He truly got into the role. He got typecast a lot because that's going to happen to a rapper and any musician, anybody coming into the game with an already kind of... If you're a model, you're going to come in with that reputation.
Right,
if you're a
right.
country singer, you're going to come in with these reputations. Another one of my favorite actors, Alan Rickman, auditioned for a role in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, wow.
Imagine the famous words, Lord Vader, this is an unexpected pleasure. We are honored by your presence. In a big, slow, low voice that only Alan Rickman could do.
Yeah, the little sneer in it, too.
Yes, this is how Rickman wanted to play Tian Gerard. Who originally had a larger role. In the third installment of the original trilogy, Michael Pennington won the part in the end and went on to double his efforts.
Oh, yes, the commander of the construction of the Death Star. Okay, now I know the character they're talking about.
And you don't... That's a failure. I don't know how many times I've said this, but that's a failure on Star Wars. That cannot happen. Alan Rickman auditions, you cast him.
You should cast him. Although, I'm thinking he's so menacing. You know, he could have stood up to Darth Vader, you know.
Yeah.
You needed
yeah.
someone who was a little cowering, you know. He would have been one of those guys that have been, like, right at him, you know. And so,
The movies would have ended so much quicker. Yeah. Actually, I take it back. You couldn't have had Alan Rickman in them. There's no way.
He would have just taken over the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
He would be the Sith Lord. He would be. Which would be very fitting since he was in Slytherin, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Slytherin in Harry Potter. Okay, yes, he was.
See, I'm connecting worlds. Jar Jar Binks is responsible for the Jedi's death. There's that's not how they sentence it, but I just wanted to word it that way.
Okay.
There's a whole list of reasons as to why he's the most disliked character in the Star Wars universe,
yep.
But there's one that's forgotten by many. The fact that he directly handed Palpatine the means to the Executive Order 66. Jar Jar Binks gave a passionate speech to the Galactic Senate and persuaded them to vote in favor of giving the Chancellor emergency powers.
Yep.
E.T. is in Star Wars.
Oh, that's right.
Not the original E.T.
No.
But his alien species are present within Star Wars. The Asogians were represented in the Galactic Senate, and their first appearance can be seen in The Phantom Menace.
That's right. I had totally forgotten about that. Man. Oh, Steven. Get your finger in there somewhere.
Let's see here. I like a couple of, there's so many. It's hard to pick. The line, "I have a bad feeling about this."
Yes.
Is in every movie.
It is.
Yeah. The line became a beloved running gag to all the cast and everybody and to the writers and stuff. Recently BB-8 in The Last Jedi did it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, yeah.
I missed that.
I think most people understand the colors of the lightsabers have meanings. In early times of the Jedi, different colors were used to distinguish different ranks. Lightsabers made with blue or green crystals indicated whether a Jedi was a guardian or a counselor. The more exotic colors were made with crystals that were very hard to come by.
Mm.
And were often passed down through generations.
Ah.
Still waiting for my dad to give me my lightsaber.
Yeah. Yeah, what color is it going to be?
Yeah.
The first orange lightsaber? That'd be cool.
I don't know. That just the first thought that popped in my head. The Empire Strikes Back features the most stop-motion animation. And they say that it features the most stop-motion animation of any movie of all time.
That makes sense. When you think about the Hoth scene with the walkers and stuff, I can't imagine how long that took to make. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I love, love, love Return of the Jedi, but Empire will always probably be my favorite because of seeing it in the movie. It'd be the first movie I saw in the theaters.
I think Jedi was one of the first I ever saw in the theater, so yeah.
All this stems from that. If Empire isn't the first movie I see in theaters, I'm not sure I'm as big of a Star Wars nerd and all that stuff as I am, especially where I grew up. It wasn't like we had a whole lot of like Star Wars nerds in the projects.
No.
But we had more than you'd guess. We had a lot more than you realize.
A lot of closet Star Wars guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even city kids playing lightsaber.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just doing it with like, you know.
things they shouldn't be doing it with.
Yes, they probably shouldn't have been doing it with, yes. I Am Your Father was kept secret even from the cast. One of the biggest cinematic reveals of all time was kept a very closely guarded secret during the filming. The infamous "I Have Your Father" line was penned in the script as "Obi-Wan killed your father." That's how it was written. Mm. "Obi-Wan killed your father," not "I am your father." Both cast and crew believe this to be the real line, except for Mark Hamill, who was told literally moments before shooting the scene about the truth of Luke's heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Hamill, sneaky good actor, always has been. I don't think he's ever going to get the credit that he deserves, especially as a voice actor.
Yeah.
He is the voice of the Joker for me.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I like Jack and Heath and all the people that have played him, it's Mark Hamill. He's more the Joker than Luke Skywalker to me. I'm the only person in the world that will say that, but just that's how much I love his version of the Joker.
Right.
But he's a great actor. That scene always seemed awfully like, wow. Like, sure, it shocks you. Yeah, it takes you back as a kid and all those things, and even as an adult if you're watching it. But it's Mark's response
his
to
reaction,
it that really
right.
brings it home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much, it's not just shock like I think a lot of actors would go to in the immediate feeling. It's shock and shame. He's ashamed of this. You don't think of that right away, but you go ahead and watch that scene and you see that flush over a thespian. You see the flush over Mark Hamill. Shock, then shame. Then like, oh, no, I got to get away from this. I got to get away. Oh, I'm going to jump in the sky. Yeah. I'm just going to go jump in the sky into the space. Like that's the peril in that moment for him.
Yeah, you know, I never thought about it because it's kind of become a meme, you know, Luke's reaction.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, he overdid it. But if he's actually reacting in some ways.
In real time.
To just hearing the news of what is going on in the story. So that was almost like too real for him. It's like, when people are shocked and have this horror that comes over them, they look weird and kind of freaky and stuff like that, which is exactly what he looks like in that scene.
I think it takes people back because it's a sci-fi movie and mm-hmm. you're not expecting genuine acting in that moment or genuine reality or moment mm-hmm. there. It's all taken in space. There's all made up names and everything. And then all of a sudden you get a real moment.
Yep.
And that's what you get right mm-hmm. there. Interesting.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Interesting stuff. We'll take a break right here. We're going to come back into our National Day of Calendar. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 72, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight, lows dip down to about 45, overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, highs level off around 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It is time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this May 4th, 2023.
Okay.
And it is, let's see here, it is National Renewal Day. That's a good one.
Okay.
It's a good day to maybe do some of those, DIY projects.
Yeah,
you know?
You go. Yeah.
Painting, I consider as a part of those.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And they're showing us swatches like for painting walls like that.
But why not any project you've been looking to do, something small, something big, doesn't matter.
Especially here in the Midwest, the temperatures we're getting, this might as well be 80s, 90s. I mean, we're going to get out and we're going to take advantage of this.
Good day to do outside stuff too. Yeah, exactly.
National Candid Orange Peel Day.
Candied orange peel day.
Yeah, national
that's very
candied
specific.
Orange. Yeah, I know I've had those. I don't remember the last time I saw those or anything.
No.
Those are good though.
They look tasty. They certainly do. And I think you're right. I think they're pretty good. I'm trying to remember if I've actually had them though. Man.
There's a candy shop in the Dells it's a fudge shop mm-hmm. and they had all kinds of other and candies in there too mm-hmm. and I like fudge but I'm not huge on fudge so I remember getting a little thing of fudge and a bunch of rope of that and I wrapped it around my arm and I was just chewing out of it, walking up and down the Dells on a field trip or something like that.
Hey, it's good for me. It's citrus.
Yeah, come on. I can imagine how sticky and everything my arm was at the end.
Hope that was before you had lots of arm hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, way before that. I'm Italian, but not that Italian. It is 45 day.
As in the record?
Yeah.
The 45 single? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get involved with live and radio events around the world to appreciate the 45 RPM vinyl or simply be your own DJ and fire up your favorite music from home.
There you go.
Do you love vinyl records? That includes, I looked at this. 89 to 91% of people, the last survey said, either own or listen to vinyl.
That's an amazing percentage of people.
That's insane. I think that, to be fair, I think that might have been like in your lifetime, not currently maybe.
Yeah.
But even still, that just speaks
90% of anything, man.
If they did that survey in the 70s, that'd be one thing. But doing it now, when we've had 100 different forms of technology to listen to music since then, and we keep going back to vinyl.
There's something about it. There's something about it.
There is nothing in the world like that opening crackle of a record. It doesn't even matter if the next song is good, but one of the earliest musical memories I remember is my dad, his 45, the columns that were bigger than me, and putting on Santana Abraxas.
Wow.
And hearing that crackle with the opening guitar lick of Black Magic Woman. It's one of the more memorable things I have, and I think it's you do it right now, especially the vinyl version. It has to be in the crackle with it and everything. There's nothing. It's art. It's art. It's amazing. It's beautiful. There's nothing like 45s. Got to play a little bit of records in my early days in radio, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. We are still doing a tiny bit of reel-to-reel as well. But I know for, like with Seth Faces Music, which you can catch every Sunday, 6 to 8, be sure to check it. With that, have you been able to use any vinyl on some of the songs you've used?
Not yet. I'm still considering doing a vinyl, one of my shows being all vinyl-based. I'm still working on that one, but no, I would love to do that. We just need the technology. I need the technology to get it to where I need to.
I know we can do it. I know. And in fact, I think we may even have the tech around here. I know we did back in the day. I'll talk to Chuck. I'll find out.
All right.
The day was created too so that people could celebrate the 7-inch record. The aim of 45 Day is not only to celebrate the music, but also to promote record sales and promote record stores.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't think of anyone here in town, but I do know that Radio Chaos is still going strong in Stevens Point.
That's right.
They are the only record store I can think of in shouting distance of us.
Yes.
Encourage you to support them and support local.
Indeed.
And why could we support a record store here in town? I don't think it could just sell music. I think they might probably have to sell some other things.
Yeah.
But I bet we could. I bet you could open a record store here in Rapids.
Oh, let's get working on that.
Yeah.
Let's get the record store, maybe some games, stuff there too.
All right,
maybe.
So we got like about 6 or 7 more of these, but actually Seth and I are done.
Yeah, let's go.
I think we're done. You guys mind taking over the show? You listeners out there, you guys are great. You don't mind doing that, right? So Seth and I are going to go look for a location. I'm not sure. I got a couple spots I want to show
all
you.
All right.
We'll talk to you guys later. So right over this way, Seth. No, I'm kidding. We're not going anywhere. You're not getting rid of us that easy.
To see how far he was going to take that bit there.
Petite and Proud Day. Be confident in your smaller stature. Petite and Proud Day is an opportunity to show off your good looks and confidence, even if you can't reach the top shelf. Petite people have been known to be spunky, exciting, and fun around. And we have days to celebrate the opposite of this. It's important to have days to celebrate this part of it.
Yeah, that's right. Short people. Petite people.
Isn't there a song or something like that about short people something?
Randy Newman. That's right. Yeah.
That's why
short
I don't know it.
Short people ain't got no reason to live. Yes.
Man, I appreciate and respect Randy Newman's career. I cannot handle him. I can't. I like.
Is it a singing style?
It's a singing style. And the lyrics to go nowhere. Like, listen to the theme song to Monk. It's maybe the worst theme song I've ever heard in my life. It's a great TV show. My dad watches it almost every other day.
Right.
But I cannot handle. I completely respect Mr. Newman and his career. He's got a lot more hit songs than I got. If you're a fan of his, more power to you. Just can't do it.
Got a friend in me.
Rather hear the high pitch. No, wait a minute. I don't know. I'd rather hear Randy Newman than the high pitch.
Than the Frankie Valli kind of stuff.
Yeah, can't handle that. Can't handle that. Get some bass in your voice, for God's sake.
Come on, let's get some
bass. Put a little bass in your voice.
Yeah.
To those petite out there, be proud.
Be proud.
It takes all different kinds of people.
Yeah.
If we all looked alike, it would be very boring, and dating would suck.
Yes.
Would be horrible. There's a lot of good reasons. World Password Day. Good day to change your passwords. Usually a good idea to do that on these kind of days.
The picture they're using, they kind of cut off the P at the
beginning. Yeah. They cut off the P in password, so you can imagine what Seth and I are looking at right now. We're going to keep moving so that I don't get in trouble with the FCC. Because I almost Ron Burgundy that. I almost just looked at the picture and said, it's World, whoa, what day? Oh, password. That makes much more sense. Password. I don't even know what that other thing is. What would a word mean?
What is that?
Fanny? I mean, is it fanny? I mean, you know, I'm trying to think of safe words to fanny say about the butt.
Tushy word day.
Yeah, tushy. Tushy is one of those ones. No grown adult could say the word tushy.
No.
You just can't.
Unless
you're
talking to a baby.
Yes.
Then you can do it, but that's the only time.
Good point. Otherwise, never expect somebody to take you seriously if you use the word tushy. It's like when I hear grown adults say tummy. there's a handful of people that might be able to get away with it. None of them are men. I'm sorry if that sounds sexist or anything like that. I don't care. I don't take it back.
It sounds wrong.
It does.
It just sounds wrong.
Have you ever heard a grown man saying tushy? Like, no. Or tummy. No. And we shouldn't. Like, I am all for men being more in touch with their feelings and being more open and all these things. That's a positive, better world. There's just a line in the sand for me, and that's it. That's the only thing.
It sounds creepy. That's why.
That's why. It sounds creepy.
It doesn't sound right. It sounds very wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is KIND Day, or Kind Day.
Okay.
I imagine this is an acronym. Donate or volunteer to help parents and families provide essential goods like diapers and for their little ones on Kids in Need of Diapers Day.
Oh, that's what it means.
Or Kind Day. Oh, there you go.
Very good.
Within a newborn baby needing 8 to 10 diaper changes a day, this is no small cost.
No.
I remember watching one of those Good Morning shows with my mom or something like that back in the day, and they gave this couple a year supply of diapers, and it covered the wall, and that was it. And I remember my dad looking at that like, that ain't enough.
He's probably right, too.
It's one of the greater things you can do. We're going to have the Humane Society in later, and we talk about, hey, if you grab some cat food, maybe if you can grab an extra can or two, you know, drop it off at the Humane Society. It is a very similar story with this, but I have to imagine there are very few parents out there that can afford buying an extra set of diapers for somebody. You know, somebody like me, my kids are in their 20s. I have a little bit of extra income. I could do something like this, things like this, and give them to a parent that I know needs them. There are plenty of people out there that could definitely use this hand. And look, if you're looking at this as a handout, you will have I just would appreciate if you could take a different angle on this and alter your view a little bit, because I don't see a handout. I see an investment.
Mm-hmm.
You are investing in the greatest thing we can invest in, children, our youth.
Yeah.
We want them to take over. We need more of them. We need not only more of them, we need them at the highest abilities they can be at.
Right. And if that's a little abstract, how about they need to take care of you at some point, even if it's not a family member. Think about that. We need them to take care of us. When we get to the age when we are no longer able to take care of ourselves.
Be kind today. Every day is a good day to be kind. National Orange Juice Day. Yeah.
I'm over orange juice.
What?
I don't do orange juice anymore.
Over orange juice?
I got over orange juice. I just did, man. Just can't. No,
did you get
I'm
burnt
done.
Out from it? Or?
I don't know. I just, one day I was like, this doesn't taste good to me. And I just haven't had it since then. So I don't know why.
I haven't had it in a while, but I love orange juice. When you were drinking orange juice, pulp or?
No, I liked it pretty strained. Straight up. Mm. Yeah. I wasn't a big pulpy guy.
I'm not a pulp guy. I do not like the pulp. I do not like it. But I do like orange juice. I should have some today.
There you go.
We mentioned earlier it's Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Nice.
It's a fun one. It's a fun day to celebrate all things Star Wars and just have some fun with the day, really.
Yeah, why not?
I wouldn't call myself the biggest Star Wars fan in the world or anything like that. I think in sports, I cheat with sports. Am I competitive? Do I like my team to win? Of course. I like the stories. I like the storylines. Yeah. I like the things involving the teams, the people involved, and everything. There's a story to be told there to me, and it's happening in real time with no scripts. It's true reality TV to me.
There you go.
that's the real reality TV to me, and that is something that I will watch to the end of time. Obviously, Star Wars. I like. I like action. For as much as I like a good, well-written movie, and I can watch all those art house movies and everything all day, sometimes I just like to see stuff explode. And I'm a kid that grew up watching swashbuckler movies, pirate movies.
Yeah,
my papa loved pirate movies. My dad loved westerns. My papa loved pirate movies. So I grew up watching those movies as some of the first movies I watched. Along with that, I would sneak off with my friends to the movies and watch the old kung fu movies, like the early ones that were first brought over here and everything.
Yeah, the 70s, yeah.
So you combined all that, you get Star Wars. You get
like, point.
The Mandalorian is a perfect example of a space western. That's
right.
What it is.
With pirates,
you have sword fighting with the lightsabers
exactly,
and everything.
Yeah.
How could I not love that stuff as a kid?
Exactly.
Then you throw in all the fun characters and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
aliens are always fun, right? Yeah,
that's cool. And while that's a great one, the National Star Wars Day one and everything, yep. I wanted to wrap up on one that is, I think, very important to many of us out there, and I would hope that all of us.
Mm-hmm.
International Firefighters Day.
Yes.
Firefighters put their lives on the line every day to save lives, loved ones, homes, and even forests and cities. It is important to give thanks. We appreciate our firefighters, certain our local firefighters here in Rapids, here in central Wisconsin, in the world. We appreciate them. First field trip I ever had was to the Chicago Fire Department.
Oh, that's so cool.
Changed my life.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Up until then, all I'd ever really thought about was stuff my dad did to do as a living.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that and I wanted to, firefighting sounds awesome. Sounds great. I was no more built to be an athlete than I was a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't tell me that as a kid. I just thought it was the coolest, bravest job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them fight fires. There are very few professions in this world where we can say virtually every time they're on the job, it's life or death.
Exactly. It's one of the most dangerous professions out there. And I just want to say real quick, considering what I've been hearing about various fire departments around the state of Wisconsin recently, a great way to support these fire departments is to fund them.
Yes.
Please. Can we get funding for our firefighters?
I understand how people are about taxes. I understand that a lot of us are having a very difficult time right now. We can relate to that here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bill, there's no price that we shouldn't be making sure that our firefighters, that our police departments don't have the tech that they need.
Mm-hmm.
The
people they need, the number of
staff. How about
staff,
this?
Yeah.
To the people that don't devote no on those things, pick up a hose and get to work.
Yeah.
You do the work. Let's see you get out there and fight these fires. Sure. Let's see you get out there and do this stuff.
See how hard it is.
You want to whine and complain about your taxes going up, and then you whine and complain when your house burns down. Come on. You can't have it both ways. You're a grown adult. Little kids get to get away with that stuff, not you. You're an adult. You're old enough to vote on these things. You're old enough to think straight.
Yep.
And I don't understand what world you're living in where you cannot take care of our fire departments, where we have to have special donations and special fundraisers so that our firefighters have the equipment they need.
That's ridiculous.
It's one of the most insulting things in society, and it falls on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Even those that voted for those things, it falls on.
Mm-hmm.
The first organized professionals whose job it was to combat structural fires lived in ancient Egypt.
Wow.
However, at the time, firefighters worked for private companies that provided their services only to those who could afford them.
This is why we don't have...
Is that the world you guys want to live in?
Yeah,
is that,
I don't want a private firefighters, no.
Because that's what we're going to get. That's where these things can go if we keep doing this and everything. Because rich people aren't going to let their stuff burn.
Oh, no.
Rich people are going to pay for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They'll spend for it. Firefighters worked for private companies that provided this. It wasn't until ancient Rome, Caesar Augustus revolutionized firefighting by calling for the creation of a fire guard called the Villegius. That was a trained, paid, and equipped by the state.
Wow.
So, yes, you can thank all of my people, the Egyptian in me and the Italian.
Oh, man.
You wonder why I love firefighters so darn much. It's pretty cool, and there's actually a lot of fascinating history involving Europe and America when it comes to first firefighters here in these states.
It's really interesting.
We got to get to Melissa's news, though.
We do.
We encourage you to go ahead and read up about that, though. I think it's fascinating. I genuinely think you would find that interesting. Anybody out there would find it interesting. Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Stevens Point Police searching for a thief suspected of stealing computer hard drives from Target stores in the area. Surveillance video shows the suspect wearing gray pants and a dark jacket with thin white stripes on the sleeves and a red collar. He's also wearing a tan baseball-style cap and white mask to hide his face. If you have any information on this crime, contact Portage County Crime Stoppers at 888-346-6600. The bathrooms in Wildwood Park in Marshfield are closed due to a water main break. The break happened yesterday and the bathrooms were shut down. The Parks and Recreation staff are still determining when the bathrooms will reopen. The Wildwood Park and Zoo is on spring hours and open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. Mothers and daughters celebrated at Midstate on May 11th. The college's nail technician and culinary arts programs team up to host the first ever Mom and Me event on Thursday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Nail services will be provided by program students and staff. Brunch will be prepared by culinary arts program student and staff from 10 to 1. There is a cost for nail services and appointments are available. Call 715-422-5531 to make your appointment. Brunch is $12. Former UW Badger Marcus Randall L. sentenced to 60 years in prison for killing two women. The 36-year-old shot and killed Zaharia Winchester and Brittany McAdery on February 10, 2020. Randall L. turned himself in to the Chicago police 5 days later and pleaded not guilty to the charges. He was convicted by jury trial in January on two counts of first-degree homicide, party to a crime, and two other weapons-related charges. Dan Knodel sworn into his seat on the 8th Senate District last night. Knodel resigned from the Assembly yesterday at 5 p.m. He served 13 years in the 24th District and served as Assistant Majority Leader and Republican Caucus Chair. The swearing-in event took place at the Old Falls Village Historical Museum and Park in Menominee Falls. Senator Knodel will complete the term of former Senator Alberta Darling, who resigned from her seat in the 8th Senate District. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fridays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 72, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight, lows dip down to about 45, overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, highs level off around 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Took me a second to realize what this was. Meatloaf had a good voice. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can deny that. Well-known singer and everything. Certain songs, he sounded like he was so cold. He sounds like he's shivering right now. Like somebody put a blanket over that man.
Yeah,
somebody give him a hug or something. It sounds so, it's so damn cold in the studio.
He's cold meatloaf, yeah.
Yes, cold. Which is one of the worst foods ever.
Yeah, who wants to eat cold meatloaf? Right?
Nobody in human history has ever said, I want cold meatloaf. We are going to talk about something else nobody has ever asked for before, radioactive roads. And of all the states in our union that I told you would have radioactive roads, I feel like we all know what state it would. That weird cousin that you got that nobody talks about.
Florida. I mean, come on. See, you're not even trying now.
We say good morning to our friends in the Miami and Tampa area. We have a handful of listeners down there. I'm still waiting to hear from Key West.
That would be cool.
I want to check out Florida. I've never been there. I want to go to all 50 states. Mm-hmm. I have not been to Florida. I specifically want to check out Key West because everybody that goes to Florida tells me I would enjoy Key West.
You probably would. I've also been there.
I also grew up reading a lot of Hemingway. So that's part of it, too.
You can't get away from it then. Yeah.
No. Yeah. So we're going to Florida, and we're talking radioactive roads. This isn't the best PR for one of America's top tourist states. Florida could be getting radioactive roads soon. Last week, lawmakers approved a bill to allow something called P.G. to be used in road construction. It's a byproduct of fertilizer that gives off radioactive radon gas.
Jeez.
The federal government says it's too toxic to do anything with, so companies normally pile it up in giant mounds. Just driving on the roads might not hurt you. The bigger concern is the health effects it could have on road workers and the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians backing the bill say that those claims are overblown, but more than 30 environmental groups are calling on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to veto the bill. Ron DeSantis doesn't give a dang about anybody but Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
And he's proven that over and over again. Mm-hmm. That's not even something I believe he would deny. I don't even think he'd fight that. I don't think that nowadays you just double down. You don't have to own anything. You
exactly.
just double down.
Yep.
You go extreme with these things. It used to be comedians that did that. Now it's politicians that do it.
And the comedians are measured.
Ron DeSantis ain't going to be putting these roads together.
No.
He's not going to be one of these road workers.
Not even close.
He could care less about the environment. He has proven that time in and time out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He truly does not care about your children. He's proven that by the way he has treated children in that state that don't look like him.
Yep.
And that being said, this is maybe up there. It's got to be in his top five of worst things he has done to that state when we look back at things.
Mm-hmm.
The people of Florida voted him in. So it's not to say that he didn't. Obviously, he's there for a reason.
Yep.
But these kind of things just continue to happen. And all he's doing is using the state of Florida to prop himself up for a presidential run.
Exactly. 100%.
Everything out of there is that. So I'm trying to find the tie-in to this, to the run for president, and how he can get that nod. Because that's what this is all about. If you think I'm just like throwing this stuff out there, coming from blue side or something like that, just look at it. Try looking at, even if you're a fan of Ron DeSantis, okay? Just try for 1 minute looking at him from another set of eyes, putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. Mm. Look at him skewed. Look at him harsh. Look at him like you would a meal that you paid a lot of money for. You're checking that out. You're making sure you got everything you ordered. Did I get enough meatballs? Did I get enough everything like that? Look at him that way and tell me that he's the best we can do. That's it. That's the best we can do.
Well,
I'll say it about the other two candidates too,
sure.
And any other candidate comes up
that is
acting this way and that is creating radioactive roads.
Seriously,
in a state that is constantly in environmental peril, that has been since we were kids, Seth.
It has. You're absolutely right. It's been this way for a long time.
So you think this isn't gonna? We know now that even the water we spill into our earth has effects on it. What do you think something with radioactivity is going to have?
How is this okayed?
The question in the article you read didn't even say what purpose this has. What is it? Why is it? What's the? Why would you put this in? Is there a reason that it's good for what? Why is it just because it's cheaper?
I don't know. It's cheaper, and it's a way to get rid of this debris and all this stuff.
Wow.
And everything.
Okay,
is one of it. But the lawmakers will tell you stuff in the way they respond to things.
Oh, yeah.
Like now, if he had said, "Oh, it's not radioactive at all. That's just a fake news." Blah blah blah. That's one thing. Notice in his comments about this, he uses the word overblown. He's not denying that it's true. He's not denying that. They're just exaggerating. Yeah, it's radioactive, but come on, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know? I mean, come on. It's all over the place.
I'm actually somewhat surprised that someone didn't go there.
Yeah.
Say that, oh, radioactive, you know, because like, I recently came across a phrase of people, a group of people who, you know, think everything is fake and everything like that. Yeah, it's called swivel eye loons.
Yeah, yeah.
SELs, as I like to call them now.
Yes.
Those are the people that say, oh, no, radiation, not myth. It doesn't hurt people at all.
Doesn't
hurt you at all.
I've gotten an X-ray and I'm perfectly fine, so I don't understand what the...
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I think my favorite style of comedy, outside of maybe you know sarcasm, is I guess sarcasm would be included.
Mm-hmm.
Is those jokes where they got a little bit of truth in them,
mm-hmm.
but they're still like funny and everything,
or even a whole lot of truth in them. Yeah,
I like it in comedy, not in politics.
No.
Where you can take something like, oh yeah, I agree that's a little true, but you're over exaggerating.
Yeah,
but you know, it's the idea of owning something so you win over not only that core fan base of your own, but you may get some new people in by look, Ron DeSantis is open-minded. Look at how open-minded he is and everything. He's not saying it doesn't exist. He's saying it's overblown. We're just making too much of this.
Yeah.
That's what it is. These are the same people that believe that there are kitty litter boxes in grade school bathrooms and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the world does not revolve around you. It's not about you and your ego and your selfishness and everything.
There's and your little group here. Yeah.
There's a lot more people in the world than just
much
you.
Much bigger than that.
Radioactive Roads. That is not. Sounds like a bad 80s movie.
It does.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like a bad 80s movie starring like Mel Gibson or something?
Yeah,
like,
it's like a Road Warrior type thing.
In
a
world where the roads are radioactive. Only one man with the spiky hair can save and makeup. We don't know how he got the spiky hair and the hairspray and everything to do that.
Where's the hair gel?
Where's the makeup come from for all that too?
Like, I don't know.
The Road Warrior movies, they've always got the makeup. They always look the same. But I have no idea. Do they spend time like getting ready in the morning before they go out to look for water and pillage?
Yeah, look for fuel and stuff, right?
Man, I don't know. My spike just doesn't look intimidating today. I don't know. Before you go
and
out.
Yeah, they've got holes in all their clothes.
Let's go check out the apocalypse. Let's go. We're going to take
Florida in 30 years. That's exactly what it's going to be.
Possibly. Yeah. With the radioactive roads.
Exactly.
This guy doing things. And I hope people understand. When I talk about somebody like that, I give a darn less about the R or D in front of their name.
No.
I'm an independent. I'm not an independent. I'm not an R. I'm not a D. You don't know what I am. And you are never going to know. Because I am one of these weirdos that likes to keep my stuff to myself.
Oh, what?
I know.
You keep your political opinion to yourself?
It's weird. How weird of me to...
And you're on the radio?
Not walk around.
Are you still
on
here?
On this station, too. not doing that. Take a break, come back, have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Owning livestock can be a tricky business at times. The insurance team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services understands, which is why we work with ranchers every day to help mitigate risk. So whether you're looking for protection against price declines or loss of gross margin, Ag Country can help you. Livestock revenue protection is available for cattle, dairy, and swine. Learn more about your options by contacting your local Egg Country office.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fryays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Satisfy your curiosity, laugh, and support local theater with WRCT's The Curious Savage. What would you do if you were left with $10 million? Have you ever felt like a misfit in life? Join Miss Savage's journey with a talented cast and crew on the Main Stage Theater at the Centralia Center on May 5th, 6th, 11th, 12th, and 13th at 7 p.m. with a 2 p.m. showing on the 13th. Get your ticket to laughter by visiting wrctheater.org or calling 715-421-0435.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 72, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 45. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 65, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates from our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. At the top of the hour, CBS News will come in and do their thing. After that, we're going to get a live and direct update from our friend Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye. Looking forward to that. Find out what Mother Nature's got in store today and this weekend. We're looking at 70s next week, I know, so yep. That's pretty cool.
He better have a good forecast. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, Paul, you're on notice.
I kept the receipt, so I will return that weather. I will return it. We're looking forward to that. After we're done hanging out with Paul, we're going to get into the top 10 brands that remind us of our childhood.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Later in the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And don't forget, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Madison and our friends at Southwood County Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
Pet of the Week coming up. Right now, this kind of happened overnight to me. I did not hear about this yesterday when I was checking the news and everything. The weight loss and nutrition company Jenny Craig has reportedly told employees that they are shutting down operations.
Whoa.
All locations will close and more than 1,000 employees will be laid off.
Wow.
Jenny Craig has been being shopped to investors for a while, either as a sale or to secure additional financing. Neither happened, so it's going belly up. There's a chance the company could spin off into some kind of online-only situation, but for now, it sounds like it's coming to an end. Jenny Craig was launched in 83 in Australia. It came to the U.S. in 85, and it became one of the world's largest weight loss companies. 10 years ago, they had more than 4,000 employees working in around 700 locations.
Wow.
The actual Jenny Craig is a woman from Louisiana who was born in Geneva. She married her husband, Sidney Craig, in 79. Jenny is still around, but she retired. Mm-hmm. She'll be 91 years old this summer. So for one, I think it's kind of interesting that there is an actual Jenny Craig.
Yep.
A lot of times we you know, there's no Miss Buttersworth, that kind of thing, right, you know, stuff and everything. That's interesting just a little bit there. Any company going out of business is usually kind of sad. There's a couple of angles you can take on this, though, I believe. I feel for those 1,000 employees, absolutely, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I feel for anybody that uses her products and depends on them.
Mm-hmm.
But one, we are getting better with our weight. Maybe we are getting more comfortable with our bodies, and that is part of the fall off from this.
Yep, good point.
Also, there are a lot of other options nowadays that involve exercise, involve I don't want to say a healthier way, because I never heard anything negative about Jenny Craig unhealth-wise.
No, never
but just
did.
Healthier than Jenny Craig. It's not to say it isn't healthy, just healthier. that's the tiny bit of reporting I was able to do this morning,
right,
just researching this really quick before we went on the air.
It's curious that as recently as 10 years ago, it was 4,000 employees. That wasn't that long ago. I'm curious about what happened in the interim, if it was just the biggest, society changed in a certain way, or if it's something that happened internally or something like that, because that's a pretty quick downturn
in
a business like that.
It's a slow burn with a lot of this stuff, like newspapers, like video rental stores, like a lot of these things.
Exactly.
One thing that is not going out of style is music competitions. Hoozle's Rise to Music.
Local music competitions. Yeah, we like we'll stress that local part of it, because the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music competition will be kicking off coming up Thursday, June 8th. That is closer than you think, everyone. Mm-hmm. This summer, musicians will compete for the title of Rise to Music Champion 2023 with cash prizes, radio airtime, and more. This competition is designed to provide musicians with a safe space to showcase their music, gain exposure in the industry, and rise up in their music careers. So, musicians out there, registration is now live. Go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com or go to Hoozles' Facebook page. You can also get there from there. A couple of different things this year. We do want everyone to know that all genres are accepted. Rock, country, reggae, acoustic, folk, whatever you got, we want to hear it. This year, musicians can look forward to additional exposure on civic media on our network here, because we also have our new show Director's Cut that we can showcase you on. We've also got Max Inc. Radio out of Madison. They're teaming up with us for this as well. Maybe some statewide exposure, which is very cool. Yeah. We've got the... being able to perform at the Witterfield.
How cool
at the
is Raptor, that?
Which is, that one is the coolest part
That's
for me.
That's so cool. Yeah.
That's really, really neat. So if you are a musician, if you are a solo, duo, or trio, there's no entry fee. Just keep that in mind. We're not charging anything. Musicians are expected to be prepared to play a minimum of 15 minutes of material when they do go up there. So lots of great prizes, including more a radio interview here on WFHR. Each qualifier each week gets a $200 cash prize. I think that's new this year as well.
Yes.
The grand prize winner gets a paid residency at Hoozles by the Lake, studio recording time, more interviews with